there. Are you ready to hear tales of the paranormal? Weird, unexplained, and just plain creepy? If the answer is yes, then welcome to your worst nightmare. But be warned, there's no turning back. Now here are Todd, Sean, and Nate, and they are middle-aged and creeped out.
Hey, creepies, welcome to episode 248. Nate is your tech engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged and creeped out. How's it going?
We're here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice Tuesday again.
In an empty room, sort of.
Sort of.
Yeah. Our podcast room has been invaded.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Or de-invaded.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good point.
Yeah, we're in the process of moving out of this room so my oldest boy can have it, because it's about twice the size of his current room.
I say we stay in here while he's in here. Will that that won't be awkward, right?
You might be all right with that.
A couple strange looks every now and then. Parker, you okay over there?
But depending on how things pan out and where things fit in the other rooms of the house, we may have our own soul room for the podcast.
We're going outside. Mm-hmm. Is that what we're doing? We'll be, we're going outside, are we?
That'd be terrible right now. So, since it's 20 degrees.
So yeah, if everything pans out correctly, we might be able to take over his old room.
Oh, okay.
And we'll have more space.
Oh.
Nice.
Okay.
Spread out. Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Be able to
whatever works.
Put stuff on the wall.
Outside would be a terrible thing.
Hey, right yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, it was a little chilly today. Considering it was 65, yesterday or Sunday?
Sunday.
You see what I put?
It was cold yesterday.
Oh,
I was walking back from lunch from the truck.
Yeah, it was cold.
Directly into the wind. And got an instant headache right on the bridge of my nose.
It was cold.
So we had dinner on Sunday, the three of us and Pete Peterson. So we had a wonderful dinner, but it was raining sideways outside. We're like, hey, can't see the streetlights anywhere. Hey, you know, what's going on?
We'll just sit here and talk some more.
And you said, right while we were thinking maybe dessert, right? But you said, after this is going to be a really big cold front, and you were not kidding, and it is. But Jenna woke up on Monday morning. She's like, she goes, honey, it's 18 degrees out, a wind chill of 8, and it's snowing. And she's like, it's ridiculous out there. And I'm like, we knew this was going to happen. She's like, I didn't know it was going to be this bad. It's pretty bad. But yeah, it's not fun. It's not been fun.
I'll be outside tomorrow.
It's not as bad as Michigan. They got a blizzard up there. It looked terrible up there, so.
Hmm.
Yeah, I guess we could be worse, but could be better.
I didn't think it was too bad. I mean, it's cold. It's cold.
It's winter.
It's been worse.
Well, and it's Indiana.
What did they say? I posted.
Yeah, I mean, true.
Said Indiana just went from 70 to 20 like it saw a state trooper.
that's a good one.
That's funny.
Bad is a good one.
Mm-hmm.
No, I did. Yeah, it was. That's right. I couldn't remember if it was warm yesterday or Sunday.
Yeah, it was Sunday.
Sunday.
I was out in a t-shirt 70, all day.
Crazy. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's Indiana. That's how it goes.
That's right.
What's it supposed to be like tomorrow for New Year's?
I thought it was supposed to snow.
Sort of like today, I think, but like just a touch warmer maybe.
Yeah. Okay.
So, then I'll be outside completely tomorrow.
Mm. Oh, fun.
Hopefully the sun's out.
Yeah.
Right? Sun's out. These guns are going to be out.
Oh, you know.
Sun's out, guns out.
Nate's guns.
Jeez. Oh,
we've been threatened before.
Oh, boy. Heard it all now.
I'm like that cartoon where I pop the big muscle and it sweeps down and dangles.
Oh, it dangles. I thought you were going to say it like it goes boop, boop, boop in the little.
That's what I do. I flex and I push my underneath.
Bulges go up and not. No, this one hangs down.
Oh,
hang low, sweet cherry, or swing low, right?
Something like
sweet
that.
Cherry.
So everybody having a good week so far, since it's just Tuesday, but
busy,
and busy.
Almost the end of the year, we're almost there,
getting there. What, one more day,
one more day.
Yeah. We'll be in 2026,
the year of the movies, right?
No,
weird. It's weird.
It is weird.
Yep.
Well, it's, yeah.
It's an end of the year pause. Is that what it is like? Mm.
I know.
It's different. It's weird. Mm-hmm. I swear it just felt like it just turned to 2025. I heard something weird. Have you guys heard this? So far, I've told the few people I've told, and mostly that's patients and families, that I heard this on the radio, and I don't know if it's true or not, and I haven't looked at it or looked it up, but they said that there's going to be two balls, and this is not a joke, in Times Square. The first one's going to drop New Year's Eve like it normally does, tomorrow night. And then the other one is designed, they're going to use it on July 3rd for when it strikes midnight to go to the 4th for our 250th, birthday of the country.
Hmm.
I hadn't heard that before, but it was on the radio and they said that's supposed to be the thing. So I'm looking, I'm like, are we going to see two balls tomorrow night? I don't know.
I don't know.
So, or is it that they're going to do one
do New the Year's same one.
And then they'll do it again on the 4th?
I couldn't quite understand what they meant. I don't know. So that's probably what they mean.
Yeah, that'd be sort of weird having a ball just sitting up there for 6 months.
But they were talking about two, they were distinctly talking about having two balls. And I'm like, so you're probably right. It probably is the same one just dropping twice. But I'm shocked that we haven't heard anything about that. Hmm. You know what I mean? Like, wouldn't that be something nice to know?
Yeah, so, I haven't heard one. I haven't heard. Yeah, it's weird.
Because if they have two physical balls tomorrow, they're going to have all kind of jokes. Look, that one dropped. It's getting older.
It's a boy.
It's growing up. It's a boy. It's growing up.
Yeah. It's matured.
That's funny. I knew I couldn't get through that without making a joke. Anyway, so I may be a big liar, pants on fire, but I hope not. Hmm. I think that would be really cool, though.
All right. If you say so.
I'll keep my eye out.
Me say so.
Oh, I read another thing that if you play Phil Collins in the air tonight, and you started at 11:26 and 20 seconds. The famous drum intro starts right at the tick of midnight.
Mm.
And it says to do that to start the new year off right.
Yeah, Pete Peterson sent us
that. Yeah, I was just going to say, that sounded familiar.
Yeah, I saw it like 3 or 4 times from different things.
Yeah, you started at 11:56 and 20 seconds.
Mm-hmm. Huh.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about doing it.
All right. Are you going to do it? Cool.
Heck yeah.
Might as well.
Yeah. Why not? I take all the luck I can get.
Yeah, no kidding.
My grandfather used to always say, well, anytime he'd say, you know, might as well something, he'd say, might as well, can't dance.
Yeah, I got two left feet.
Yeah, there you go.
I can't dance.
Oh, that's another Phil Collins in Genesis, right?
Yeah.
Man. Who was it that liked Phil Collins?
I love Phil Collins.
I like his stuff.
One of our guest chats. What's his name? The comedian we had on. I'm drawing a blank on his name.
Too. I could see.
He has his own podcast.
Has Monstrosity, right?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I can't think of his name. Oh wow.
Yeah, he loves Phil Collins.
Is it David?
Yeah. What is that?
Crap, I can't think of it.
Anyway, yeah.
It's terrible.
That's what made me think of him. Yeah.
The Phil Collins song that I always remember is Land of Confusion with all the
puppets. Yeah, I love that video.
Still the best.
Yep, it's a good one. A lot of the celebrities.
Ronald Reagan.
Yeah.
And Nancy.
I can see him now.
Oh yeah, he wakes up from the nightmare and he's all sweating.
That's funny. All right, so we're all doing good, and we're ready for the new year, I guess. So.
That's right.
But are we ready for the dad joke of the show?
I am. This is the last one.
Last one of the year.
Yeah, it is.
David Race. There you go.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's a Phil Collins.
Oh, I felt terrible. I couldn't remember his name. I know Dave.
Yeah. I always feel bad when I can't think of names.
Oh, it's terrible. Well, we're middle-aged, right?
Yeah, that's okay. True. That's true. That's our excuse.
We're forgiven or unforgiven. I don't know.
Yeah. One of the two. Mm-hmm. All right. This is the dad joke of the show. I had two or three to pick from, so I just picked this one. What does a painter do when he gets cold? It's kind of a joke riddle.
What does a painter do
when he gets cold?
Painter. I'm thinking brush, easel, strokes.
Yeah.
None of that, right?
Hmm.
Am I getting hot? No. Warm. Painter. Is it a specific painter that you're going to reference? Probably. No. I'm thinking like...
No?
Nothing is coming to mind.
Are you stumped?
Big. Big stump.
I can hear the creepies as they're...
the wheels turning.
When they hear this.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow night.
I give.
Puts on another coat.
Oh, my gosh. How in the heck can I think of that?
Yep. Oh. I always need two coats.
Dang it.
Puts on another coat.
Man, I knew it was going to be something easy. It always is.
Ding. I thought for sure one of you'd get it.
It's right there.
It's right there. Hanging. Just grab it.
Low-hanging fruit, even.
Low-hanging.
I got that.
Puts on another coat. So there you go.
Dang it.
That is the dad joke of the show, the final one of 2025. And as always, you are welcome.
It's a good one to end the year.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
That's the show.
There you go.
Yeah, that's it.
We'll see you next year.
I have to put together a compilation of all the dad jokes through.
Oh, gosh.
Now that's a treat.
That is a treat.
it's sad, but I always enjoy the end of the year montage of celebrity deaths who we lost through the year.
Oh, yeah.
Because a lot of times, I'm kidding. Oh, my gosh, I forgot they passed away.
Or this year. Like Val Kilmer, I'm like, oh, my gosh, that seems like forever ago that Val Kilmer died. But that wasn't that long ago. I mean, it's this year.
Yeah.
Ozzy, you know, is in there. Which
there's a lot of musicians.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
A lot of musicians. Somebody listed them the other day. And
it's so many people. Mm-hmm. A ton of people this year.
Yeah.
Some I hadn't heard of, but
mm-hmm.
or they weren't as well known, but professional musicians, yeah. And yeah, some actors. And
I've tried really hard this year not to kill off anybody that wasn't actually dead. You know, like, well, they've been dead for a while. Yeah. And I'm like, no, they're not.
Susan Sarandon.
She died.
Yeah. Yep.
What?
Susan Sarandon.
She did?
Mm-hmm.
When?
This year.
When you were sleeping? No,
Susan Sarandon?
I'm pretty sure.
No. No, the actress?
Sarandon.
Yeah. No way.
I think so.
No. She didn't die.
Oh, no, you're thinking of Suzanne Summers.
Oh, yeah.
Suzanne Summers.
I'm sorry.
Because when she came up, like, I'm like,
Susan
wait a minute.
Sarandon died?
No, I got the wrong. So I'm thinking, you and I are thinking, yeah.
I was like, I hadn't seen that.
And that's Suzanne, yeah.
Suzanne Sarandon.
Susan Sarandon.
Susan Sarandon. She's still alive. I'm
Suzanne
sorry.
Suzanne Summers died in 2023.
So yeah, I thought it
was like,
a couple years.
I was going to say, I think she's been gone for a minute, but yeah, I didn't think that was this year, but
yeah.
I don't know.
My bad.
You killed
the
off
list
Susan.
Was
wait
long.
A minute.
You killed
did
off
we do that on purpose?
In my mind, she is dead. No, that's I'm kidding.
Funny. She is 79, so she's getting up there.
She's listening and she's going.
She's like, what?
I think I brought
I was like, when did that happen?
Poor thing.
I thought you were going to say, yeah, died today. I was like, well,
those Mako boys, they just can't get anything straight.
Before we kill anybody off, let's get anybody else off. Let's get to the first announcements. Sean, you have the first announcements?
We come here every week for the guy time, the paranormal, the fun. This is the last time this year we get to do it, but we'll keep doing it into 2026, of course. But the most important thing we do besides all those things is to build a mental health community.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure that you're getting help out there. So call or text 988 or text home to 741-741 for any type of mental distress, suicide prevention, or any other type of crisis that you or someone you know may be experiencing. So go get you some.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Help.
Go get some help. Yep.
Yep.
It's never too late.
What the numbers are for.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Oh, this is what's horrible is the person I was actually thinking of is Diane Keaton.
Oh, Diane Keaton. Yeah,
Yeah.
She really. We watch The Family Stone every year. Jenna loves.
It's a good
that's
movie.
One of Jenna's favorite holidays.
Kind of sad, but good movie.
It is. Mm-hmm. And I owned it and I liked it, but even before I met Jenna, or I don't know how old that thing is. Maybe we were together. I don't know. But so I really like it. And but she likes watching it every year. She cries like a baby. And this year, the kids are all turning around watching. I think Brooklyn was over, but it was just us. And they kept turning around. I'm like, what are you guys turning around for? We're seeing if mom's going to cry yet. I was like, you guys are, that's sick. Like, you guys watered. And so she didn't cry. She's like, I'm fine this year. And I'm like, you always cry though, honey. But she just, it is. It's such a good one. But
yeah I haven't seen it for a while.
But we told them, they said, not spoiler alert out there if you haven't seen it. I'm sure, you know, there's probably somebody out there. But, you know, she dies of cancer basically. And that's really sad. And so the kids, we told the kids, they said, isn't this, they've seen it a bazillion times with this. is this the one where she dies of cancer? And like, yeah, and she actually died of cancer. And they're like, she's really dead? And they were like, yeah, she really died of cancer, you know. So they said, well, that's kind of ironic. I was like,
yeah,
kind of. But yeah, life imitates art, right?
Yeah,
but
it's true.
Yeah, she's a great actress. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, she's made a lot of good movies.
Mm-hmm. All the way back to Godfather, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, Susan Sarandon, she makes good movies, too. And she's alive.
She does. She does.
As a dead woman? No. God bless her.
Yeah, that one movie where she died.
Don't try to make it right now.
Well, yeah, get yourself some help if you need it professionally. Reach out to friends, family, whoever.
Why you guys stare me down when you say that? Sean, still need to call that number, Hannah.
Yeah, it's good that they have the services. So.
This is, absolutely.
You know, just don't stick to yourself. Just talk about it and, you know, somebody's available.
That's right. Don't live on an island. That's what we say a lot, right?
Yep, it's true. That is true. So thank you, Sean, for the first announcements. Mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. We're going to hop, skip, and jump to the topic. So what are we talking about?
We're getting a little old for that, aren't we?
Yeah.
No. It's like hopscotch.
I don't know if I have anything. I don't know if I have the hop, skip, or
whoop,
the jump.
Whoop, and no. I'm out, and I'm out, and I'm out.
My back and legs hurt already.
My knees can't take it.
My right hip's been hurting me.
I get it. Jenna goes, I'm always limping anymore. My right foot has really tight heel cords, and I'm a therapist. I should be doing something about it, right? She's like, don't you have like a brace or an exercise for that? Yeah, I've been doing them. But I get out of bed, and I look like my grandfather. I'm just kind of like hopping out of bed until it kind of like evens out. And she's like, are you going to ever do anything? I was like, I'm fine, woman. But we are going to talk about one of the – I know we talk about all these scary places, haunted places. They're nothing compared to this place. This is the haunted place, right? You guys going to believe me yet? This was my pick, and it really is super creepy. It's the Hillview Manor, and if interested, please check out our show notes for the source links we use for this topic. I figure this is the last time I really get to sell a topic.
Does it have a Hillview?
I hope so. It better, or it's going to be misnamed.
There's a picture I saw that looks kind of like that has a Hillview.
Yeah, it looks like it's sort of on a
I've never been
on a
there.
Knoll of sorts.
That's the like one
a
I
grassy
was
knoll?
Oh, okay.
Kind of looks.
I see like a whole. Picture of the property.
Yeah, it's a cool looking place.
It's probably in a valley. It's a misnomer. It really is, and it's really spooky, and it's got quite a history. A lot of these videos I watched, they talked about, like, you talk about dark, there's some dark stuff here. There's some light stuff too, but there's some dark stuff. It says the Hillview Manor is located at the top of a hill.
There you go.
So that answers your question. In Newcastle, Pennsylvania, just a few hours northwest of Philadelphia. It opened up in 1926 and was once known as the Lawrence Home for the Aged. These homes for the elderly and poor remained open until 2004, until it was shut down for financial reasons.
Mm.
Yuck.
That stinks.
Yikes.
Poor, it was a poor farm and home, and also the Lawrence County Morgue.
Oh, that's
there you go.
So people were dying to get in there.
Right?
That's right. That's right.
True words.
Yeah.
That is true. Yeah. Says it's rooted in the town's history, but its history begins with the uprooting of previous histories. This was the territory of the Senecas, Delawares, Shawnees. Hmm. Oh, Shawnee.
That's me.
And various other indigenous peoples for thousands of years. Two villages of Delaware were in this locality, the center of village life, fixated on the large settlement known in the Aboriginal tongue as Kaskaskunk. Long before Hillview was constructed, the inhabitants of Kaskaskunk used the high hill that overlooked their territory as a place to bury their dead. So
a lot of people died of old age or suicide. Okay.
Yeah. And a lot of diseases. So the white settlers arrived in this area, and soon disease would come to, I have to say this slow, Kaskaskunk, smallpox and syphilis, then conflict, the French and Indian War, the death knell for the Aboriginal, until finally not a single Native American was left in Pennsylvania. At least not a single living Native American. But their beloved dead lingered in the sacred ground at the top of the hill in peaceful repose until 1926, when it was decided that a particular spot would be a prime location to build a poorhouse. So there you go.
It says, in the 1920s, working farms and homes for the poor and elderly were normal parts of many communities. Mm. Although they have since fallen out of favor with the general public, they were considered safe and productive places for the elderly and poor to go. There was already a home for the city of Newcastle back then called the Newcastle City Home. That's pretty ingenious of a name, mm-hmm. right? It had been open since November 1867. So after well over 50 years, I'll say it correctly. How about that? A replacement was needed. In 1925, the county began accepting bids for a new working farm, which was Lawrence County Home for the Aged. They accepted a bid from an architect named A.L. Thayer, and construction on the new home began. It was opened in 1926 with 20 residents immediately moving in. So 20.
Wow.
We always hear that like 50 people, 30 people, 50, you know.
Yeah.
That's such a small number, but.
In more recent time, the current owner's mother purchased the property at an auction after it shut down, and had the idea of turning the building into condos, but she passed away, so it never happened.
Oh.
And so the current owner and others would come and visit the property, and that they were convinced it was haunted by spirits of many who lived there and worked there on the property. So they opened it up for those interested in properties with history and hauntings.
This has got both. Did you know that they didn't call the residents residents? They called them inmates.
Yeah, saw that.
In the aged, poor home, poor folk home farm.
They had to work the farm in order to stay there.
All right. And it says the people that Newcastle City Home, they took over the Lawrence Home for the Aged. They were Perry and Mary Snyder. They lived on site with their two children, and 12 staff members also lived there. So you work there, you live there, you owned it, you live there. That's a lot of people living there.
Coming off of that, it says Perry and Mary. very soon, strange happenings began. One employee threw themselves off the second-story roof to their death. Another employee hanged themselves within the building. Inmates would die, and more inmates would come to take their place. So that sounds just...
Wow.
So positive.
Right?
Man. Yeah, it definitely has a dark history. Yeah.
Sort of sounds like the Golden Gate Bridge. People are waiting for workers to fall off so they can go get a job.
Yeah.
Oh, probably. That's unfortunately true, right?
Probably.
That's actually quite accurate.
Yeah.
It says it went from 20 residents or inmates or whatever to 110, and they were across three wings. The first wing, the west wing, was designed for men. On the other hand, the east wing was there for women. That's where they were housed. Each wing was two stories tall and held most of the housing. The final wing, or the central wing, contained all necessary facilities for caring for people in a home. There were laundry facilities, a kitchen, and a hospital. There were also, that's where also the staff was housed. In addition to the three wings of the home, the facility had a bomb shelter, a cemetery, and a working farm. So you know the cemetery's got to be haunted, right?
Mm-hmm.
In 1944, the Snyders were well into their 70s. They were deemed unfit for their role, but were allowed to stay on the premises with pensions. 3 months later, they were forced to vacate the premises, ending a stunning three-decade-long service period to the community. No director who followed them would surpass their longevity.
Mm.
That's a lot.
Hmm.
Yeah, you can take tours.
Yeah.
They say they're about 90 minutes or so, and they take you in almost every room in the building. And they talk about actual history of the site and also focus on the paranormal stories.
Hmm. That would be fun. So, I say put it on the list.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'd be cool. On the first floor, the morgue can be visited. Says beside the manor, the property contains a bomb shelter and a cemetery. Occasionally someone walking a dog will be startled when their pooch returns with a human bone in its mouth. But even to this day, the legacy of the Snyders is evident. Quickly buried human remains are often found scattered throughout the property, leading one to wonder if all these deaths were from natural causes. Yeah.
So apparently, like a lot of these places, specific rooms are set up as like shrines to individuals that they know of, like who stayed in that room and their historical story of being there. And so that, you know, they call it the, you know, George's room or whatever.
Yeah.
And like a lot of these places, if some get out there like we have and visit them, you'll find all sorts of trinkets and stuff people bring for them. Like one of them, there's a Pittsburgh Steelers memorabilia from George in the boiler room.
George, that's my favorite team growing up.
So yeah, each seems like each room has its own specific spirit and decor.
It's kind of cool.
Memorabilia.
Kind of cool. Says many people have heard the sounds of slamming doors, footsteps in the hallway, and voices. Other sounds such as scratching pipes. There's like a gnat over here. These are all that moving, right? Other sounds such as scratching pipes, rattling, and banging seem more malicious. It is not uncommon to hear objects moving independently. One of the most famous ghosts at Hillview Manor is a little boy named Jeffrey. This is a little boy who allegedly loved baseball. Inexplicably, folklore states that if you see him, you will soon die.
Oh, okay, nice.
So that's pretty dark. another spirit you may need... I'm sorry. This isn't written terribly, by the way. Another spirit you may see is the spirit of 64-year-old Finnish immigrant Eli Saari. I'm sorry. Here I am.
He's sorry.
He died. He's the one... Oh, well, you said George, though, right? He died in the boiler room in December... Maybe it was called George. I don't know. December 1934. Folks say his spirit still remains in the basement and encourages people quite aggressively to get out.
Yeah.
I need you to get out right now.
Unless you have some Pittsburgh Steelers stuff.
Yeah, I said on Eli, I said he was brought in the hopes of warming up near the boiler, but alas, it was too late and he expired on the cement floor. He makes his presence known by pulling hair or giving ladies a firm smack on the behind.
Ooh. He's a little fresh.
Yeah.
You're heading the right way for a smack bottom, isn't that Austin Powers?
Yeah, he died on Christmas Eve.
Oh. So yeah, they offer nighttime paranormal investigations. You can be there up to about like 8 hours.
Nice.
And explore the building. So yeah, this guy article that I'm on right now, he he likes investigating historical places. He's not so much sold on the paranormal stuff, even though he mentions it through his article. He said even without being there searching for paranormal stuff, he didn't necessarily pick up on anything, but he really enjoyed walking around the building and had a lot of fun being on property.
Yeah.
So,
did you know there was a fire in 1897? I don't think I saw that there was a fire.
No, I didn't see that.
It was destroyed. But yeah.
1897.
Oh. Yeah.
When was it built?
1867.
1867. Okay.
So turn that six up to upside down to a nine is when the fire happened.
I did not know that.
It says that the Lawrence County Home for the Aged exists in a state of suspended abandonment. That's a nice way of putting it, isn't it? the original. It's a crap hole. No, it's frozen in time. The original building and later additions have taken on a second life as a haunted attraction, being featured on shows like Ghost Adventures and Destination Fear. It says, this person says they don't completely buy into all the things paranormal. They talk about jumping at the chance to go to a place like this. And we know this firsthand, these places are amazing, not just historically, but just to go around and like, I can't smell anymore, but smell it, touch it, see it, you know, and know what happened in some of those walls. That's how, you can imagine how some of that energy gets stuck there, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, true, very true. Another inmate, that's terrible, they call them inmates.
I know, I thought that was...
It doesn't make sense.
I don't think we've ever seen that before, have we?
No, not, yeah, it's weird. who died in this place was Mary Virginia. She was an orphan who came to live at the location for most of her life until the building was closed in 2004. This poor soul was diagnosed with cerebral palsy and remained in a childlike state all of her life. She was also born without eyes. Whoa. With an intense sense of humor, Mary Virginia would often remove her artificial eyes and lay them on her bed to frighten the caregivers. She often reveals herself by swinging her favorite necklace when you ask her to let you know she is with you and trying to communicate.
Oh, poor thing. Sweet.
Mary Virginia. Man, born without eyes.
Yeah, visitors often report disembodied voices echoing in empty hallways.
I bet.
Cold spots that follow them as they walk.
Oh.
And some feel sudden sadness or sense of being watched.
Hmm.
Objects move on their own. Lights flicker without reason. Paranormal teams have captured EVPs, shadow figures, and even full apparitions on camera.
Nice. I love shadow figures.
Mm-hmm.
There is a actual website that is from this year, and it is Haunted Hillview Manor. And it says, we are a haunted... Haunted Hillview Manor offers paranormal investigation and tours of a former nursing home located in Newcastle, Pennsylvania. We are a haunted 80,000 plus square foot former... Mm-hmm. That's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Plus square foot former poor farm nursing home built in 1926... That's not accurate. That's probably when it was like refurbished or whatever.
Yeah.
We hold nightly paranormal investigations and tours of the facility and daytime tours on Saturday and Sunday.
Hmm.
There's a lot of high reviews and rankings and things, so that's good.
Shadows dart across the hallway near the old chapel.
Oh, the chapel, you say?
Yes.
Got to get in there and pray.
We must pray.
Local legends say that the man who hung himself in the building still lingers, especially near the stairwells.
Mm. I see. When you mentioned the chapel, it was used for Sunday church services and other more secular functions. It was a hotbed for otherworldly activity. One resident loved listening to Johnny Cash in this area, and many times investigators using spirit boxes will be taken aback by the sound of "I Walk the Line" echoing from their device.
Ooh.
That's kind of cool.
That's good.
Yeah, I'm Johnny Cash.
The third floor hallway, especially near room 310, is considered the most haunted.
Mm-mm.
Investigators say this is where Mary Virginia's presence is strongest.
Oh.
And she'll respond, not necessarily respond, but... if you call her by name, she tends to be more active.
Gotcha. Hmm.
Those Snyders, you know, they sound lovely in that other article, but this article, not so much. It says, Perry D. Snyder and his wife, Mary A. Snyder, I don't know why I have to know their middle names, their middle initials, but ran the manor with their two children and 12 staff members, like we said. Very soon, strange happenings began. Like you said, Todd, one employee threw themselves off the second-story roof to their death. Another employee hanged themselves, or other employees hanged themselves within the building. Inmates would die, and more inmates would come to take their place. It seemed the Snyders lorded over a veritable house of horrors. It was discovered that they were burying bodies in unmarked graves on the property and not reporting the inmates' deaths to collect the money given to them for their person's upkeep. So they're just taking care of people that they say, oh, no, they're still alive. And they're not. Even to the several of the employees, death seemed the only logical way out of the house of torment.
Oh,
that's terrible.
Wow. Right? That is terrible.
I didn't realize they were that cruel.
That's not good.
I'm like, you guys are going to need to leave. That's when they were in their late 70s. You're like,
oh. Yeah, yeah. And when you know, bury bodies and they're unmarked, that's
it's
sad, disrespectful. Happens a lot there, for sure. Since a lot of the places we've covered, it seems like that's happens a lot.
It's a big place, 80,000 square feet.
Yeah, right? It is.
Shoo.
Yeah, it is. Who was talking about Jeffrey? Was that you, Nate?
That was me.
Was that you?
Little boy.
Little boy.
You gonna die if you see him.
I got a little more.
Plays with balls.
Got a little more on him. Says, of course, visitors often leave toys for Jeffrey. Yeah, balls and toy cars have been witnessed rolling around the room without anyone pushing them and no other force acting upon them. All of this paints a very sad picture, and it becomes even more grievous when we are to believe that a boy's soul still lingers in a place that would have caused him obvious trauma. However, recent findings may prove Jeffrey to have more sinister origins. On the same floor where Jeffrey is said to reside, a shadow entity known as the Creeper, where else as the Creeper? Mm-hmm. Waverly. Has been witnessed over the last several years. It seems to materialize out of the darkness and chase down visitors, scurry down the halls, or crawl across the ceiling, seeming to delight in the fear it causes. The suggestion now is that Jeffrey is and never was the ghost of a homeless child, but the form chosen by a demon.
Ooh.
And this demon has been lurking in Hillview Manor in this disguise.
Lurking's good. Mm.
Yeah.
Or not. Maybe not.
So a little more on Jeffrey.
No. I did not know that.
Yeah.
When I hear Jeffrey, although spelled differently, I think of the giraffe from Toys R Us. Sorry. <Jeez.
laughs> Did either of you come across Charlie?
No.
No. No Charlies.
What's another Charlie? Well-known ghost at Hillview Manor is that of a man named Charlie, who was a resident of the facility for many years. Charlie is often described as a friendly spirit who liked to sit in a particular room on the first floor. Investigators have reported feeling his presence in that room, and some have claimed to have had captured EVPs of Charlie speaking to them.
Hmm. Charlie.
He's not one of those undercover demons, is he? Like Jeffrey.
Yeah.
Doesn't seem to be. They said he was friendly.
It's tricky.
Okay.
It's like Pennywise.
No. Pinching ladies' bottoms.
Clowns, yeah.
Behind.
On the first floor, the morgue can be visited. Besides the manor, the property contains a bomb shelter and a cemetery. Occasionally, someone walking a dog will be startled when their pooch returns with a human bone in its mouth.
Already.
Oh, did you ever say that?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, darn it. I wasn't listening, apparently. What that made me think of is The Burbs.
Oh,
you know, like
that's a great movie.
I thought that was hilarious.
Such a great movie.
Oh my gosh. I'm not sorry for not listening then. I did not hear that. Dang it.
Yeah.
I was engrossed in trying to find something else.
It's all right. That's all right.
Hey, did you guys hear about a dog?
We'll come back with a bone.
Yeah. 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 It says Hillview Manor is a creepy and crumbling building, but it is the history of, is the history of the place and the lives that live that produce the hauntings. Within these walls and on this property, it is not uncommon to witness doors slamming shut, disembodied footsteps in the halls, resounding in the stillness, and startling voices and screams piercing the darkness. It says, enter the halls of this place if you dare. But remember, not every resident has checked out, and there is still room for one more. Ooh, man, what are they trying to say?
I dare.
Nate says he's in.
I am in.
I'm in, too. I'd love to stay here. It'd be cool.
Hmm.
You talked about Mary Virginia, right?
Yeah.
Yep. The cerebral palsy. And I remember the walk the line. I was listening to that.
She was born without eyes. And
yes.
She'd take them out.
Poor thing. Cerebral palsy. I was just like,
I know. Yeah.
So behind Hillview Manor, they have the Scare Manor.
What's the Scare
Haunted
Manor?
House attraction.
Hmm.
So, yeah, it's behind it. Get lost in the haunted tall grass field. So that might be fun, too.
That would be.
VIP package starting at $60 a person. Now it doesn't sound so much fun.
$60 for what?
Well, you get tickets to enter Scare Manor.
Okay.
Haunted house attraction behind the haunted Hillview Manor. Jump the line, Scare Manor tickets. So I guess you get to jump to the front of the line.
Hmm.
Approximate 1 hour tour of the inside of the main building, Haunted Hillview Manor, and commemorative t-shirt. My lips stopped working.
I was going to see if you could get that out. Commemorative.
Commemorative.
Okay, $60.
Or you can do general admission for $22.
You probably don't get the tour.
No, you just get to go to the Scare Manor.
Yeah.
Or you can do tours of the building for $20.
Oh, that's not bad.
Mm. That's not bad at all.
No. Yeah, and the $60 for what you get. I thought $60 for what? But yeah, if you get the tour and you go to the haunted attraction and
then you get a
whatever else
t T-shirt.
Get a T-shirt.
Are you making promises over there?
Huh.
Maybe. Okay. If you're lucky, you get a T-shirt.
Sean, did you say it got good ratings?
Mm-hmm.
It got good.
Yeah, I saw some reviews. Good ratings on it. Yeah.
Okay. I never checked, so.
Yeah.
I usually try to, but I did not check this time.
Yeah, it looked like people.
I wonder who owns it.
People really like it.
Have we come across that? Did anybody come across who the owners are?
Well, I know the original owner, after it shut down, she passed away.
Yeah.
And then her daughter owns it now, but it didn't say
who.
Okay. Or, well, actually, I don't even think it said daughter. I think just after the mother passed away, the owner decided to turn into a investigating location for paranormal.
Yeah, I just didn't see who owned it.
Do you know that if you look at this place closely at first, or at least, you know, if you're not, don't know any better, you'd think it was a school. You mm-hmm. know, it just looks like a little school.
I'm looking it up, see who owns it. Oh, okay, here we go. The owner of the famous Hillview Manor is Carrie Trico, who acquired the historic allegedly haunted property and runs it for paranormal investigations, tours, and events, focusing on preserving its history and spirits. Yeah, so Carrie Trico.
Hmm. Not Peggy Sue, huh?
No, not Peggy Sue. So there you go.
This is the owner. The building's ghosts don't seem to be shy at all. Mysterious, photo and video anomalies are now one of the site's regular claims.
Oh.
Mm.
It's got a lot going on.
It does. It looks so much like some of the places we've been, though. You know, just paint peeling and things left in stasis. You know, just kind of just hanging out.
Yeah.
Suspended abandonment. That's a great way to that way they put that.
Yeah. Hopefully they. I don't know. Hopefully she uses some of the money to start fixing it up, because said it's kind of crumbling.
Maybe.
One website I saw said rotting. That's not good.
Hmm.
Would you rather run into the lady with no eyes, or would you rather run into the Shadow Man creeper?
Or Timmy.
Or Timmy. Timmy, the I'm going to kill you without really.
No, that was.
Or Tommy?
Or no, Jeffrey. Jeffrey's the one that, no.
Jeffrey.
One of those.
Jeffrey is the demon-like. Jeffrey. Yeah.
That's right. That's it.
Well, I wanted to see the creeper at Waverly Hills, so I'd say I want to see the creeper at Hillview.
That's fair.
Chases you down, I guess.
Yeah.
We'll see. Yeah. Maybe I'm asking for something I really don't want.
Chase you down, ask you about your extended car warranty.
I just want to talk to you. Oh, shoot. What else we have on Hillview?
It says other activity in the building includes reporting of slamming doors, which I know we've heard some of that, but in other places too, but sudden gusts of cold air that cannot be explained. At least one person has reported the cold air being accompanied by visible mist figures that follow the cold air wherever it goes. Sounds of footsteps are also reported in the hallways. Some visitors even claim to hear the footsteps sprinting towards them through the darkness. Now, that's unnerving.
That would be cool.
Can you imagine a mist figure coming at you and hear the sprint, 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 sprint? It's like a Scooby-Doo.
Yeah, I read something, something about the boiler room. Like some people get like queasy and sick feeling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Might be noxious gases, but.
Yeah, true. Hmm.
I like it.
I do too.
I like it a lot.
Yep. Definitely a place I'd like to visit and check out.
Yeah, for sure.
Newcastle, Pennsylvania.
It's a big campus.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, no kidding. Very spacious. Yeah, this is, we've said some of these that it's been on, but it's been on Travel Channel's Ghost Adventures, Discovery, Ghost Lab, and Destination America's Ghost Asylum.
Hmm. Yeah, there's the owner on Facebook.
Yeah, very nice.
She looks like she'd own a haunted place.
You think so?
What is that? What makes you look like that?
I wouldn't think she.
Is there like a spirit on her shoulder or something?
Yeah.
That looks just like that kind of person. What's that kind of person?
Her shifty eyes.
Yeah.
This little bio on her says she believes in, you know, the Hillview Manor. She believes in it, believes the spirits, and most of all, she believes in her staff. Mm. It says, we couldn't ask for a better boss. Carrie is the heart and soul of our Hill Crew family. So she sounds like she's a good person to work nice. For or be around. Yeah.
Hmm.
She has good, there's a lot of comments, a lot of posts about her, and very positive, very, very positive. So, yeah.
That's always nice.
One guy said he's been there twice to investigate, and he loves the place. Yep.
It looks like a place we would love.
Yeah, there's a lot of people just saying she's wonderful to deal with. So
cool.
Yeah, that's good.
You take it all back, right, Nate?
Mm-hmm.
Shift the eyes. it does look like it could be a Mako Studios. I'm just going to put that out there to the owner. Pretty much every type of ghost phenom you can think of occurs at Hillview. Full-bodied apparitions, phantom voices, shadow people, EVPs, grabbing, emphasis on the grabbing, right? Unexplained noises, and the list goes on and on and on.
Like the beat.
Exactly. Exactly like the beat.
And it goes on and
on. On and on and on.
Well, I think this would be a good place to visit and investigate, and maybe someday.
How many hours away is this place?
A lot.
Pennsylvania.
Look up Newcastle, Pennsylvania.
I was going to say, if it's close to Philadelphia, it's going to be at least...
Yeah, because both of you have been to Philadelphia.
10 hours. Mm-hmm. I've been to Philly, 10 hours, 11, 12, maybe.
That's a drive.
Something like that. That's a guesstimation.
That is a 10 drive.
10 to 12.
Mm-mm-mm. Nate's doing our... Look up.
6 hours.
Is that all?
6 hours?
Mm-hmm. Oh, man, I'm way off. Is that all? Oh, so it's west of Philly then, huh?
Okay.
I was trying to think.
West of Philly. It's near Pittsburgh.
Oh, so well, there you go. So you were right.
Yeah, because one
is misleading.
Because one website has it under Pittsburgh hauntings.
Oh, well, there you go. That makes more sense.
It's just over the border of Ohio.
I was going to say, I thought William, when he went to D.C., it takes like 8 or 10 hours to get there. And then I was thinking Philly was another hour up the road. That's why I was doing that calculation. But yeah, if it's over by Pittsburgh, then it's not that. Yeah. Right. 6 hours, though. Huh? That's not too bad. My gosh, we could do that tonight. We could get it in before the end of the year. Work schmark.
Yeah, it'd be nice.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like it'd be a good place to visit and investigate.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
Our kind of place, is that what you're saying?
Well, and the owner sounds like she's really invested in it.
Uh-huh.
She's into it, so that goes a long way. So.
There's a golf course right behind it.
Is
it
really?
Right?
Mm-hmm.
That'd be kind of fun.
Play around.
I wonder if they dug up any bodies.
It's possible.
That would be, I'm not laughing about it, but I am laughing about it. That'd be kind of creepy.
Yeah, you just had this hole. You got to hit around the dog leg. But seriously, there's a leg.
There really is. Yeah,
yeah.
At the dog leg.
Yeah, sure.
Lots of legs.
Yeah. Oh man, that's pretty bad.
Yeah, and the little like condo-ish little neighborhood right next to it too.
Hmm.
Okay.
It's very plush around there. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
In Newcastle.
So that's right there. So there's a little like condos, neighborhoody type place, and then the golf course.
Wow.
Nice. Okay. We could go take a tour, investigate, and play around. I got my clubs. I need to clean them.
Hmm. So, 6 hours, 4 minutes.
Not bad.
He's got it all planned
that's
for us.
That's better than 11 or 12.
A little investigation, a little golf.
You'll see a lot of Ohio.
Yeah.
And it's a long stay, too, go to across.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is. It's pretty wide.
To traverse, right?
Well, is that it on Hillview?
We're going.
Okay.
That's all I know.
It's on the list. Well, that was a good topic. Good pick, Sean.
Thank you.
Good job out of you.
I had forgotten that I even picked it, but yeah. I was like, is that mine? How about that?
Yeah, it was yours.
I got my spook on, didn't I?
Yeah. I'm thinking Middle Age Dark Side. I'm going to choose first. I'm thinking Dark Side. I've been bad lately.
I'm summoning the force of the creeper. So yeah, Dark Side.
I'm gonna.
All right, here we go.
No, I don't know what to call this one.
So
this
is,
this is just for New Year's, but it's New Year's Day by U2. And I think it's,
oh man,
I think it's a dark not side because it's kind of like morose, but I know, but it's just because it's New Year's. New Year's Day. I think their music is, it's either a little bit uplifting or a little bit kind of like, eh. So I think this, I don't know. This one, when you listen to it, it kind of makes you, it's kind of a, I think Dark Side's fair. Because I don't want to call it hybrid. I know that's not fair. But I don't think it's like bright and shiny. It is supposed to be a love song originally, but I don't think it's that either. But all is quiet on New Year's Day. A world in white gets underway. I want to be with you night and day. So it's just a stalker, right? Nothing changes on New Year's Day. On New Year's Day, I will be with you again. I will be with you again. Under a blood red sky, a crowd is gathered in black and white. Arms entwined, the chosen few, the sky paper says it's true. It's true. And we can break through. Through thorn to two, or thorn in two, I'm sorry, torn in two, we can be, I should really practice these things. I will be again. I'm not going to do the chorus because there's a lot of O-O-O's. Oh, maybe the time is right. Oh, maybe tonight. I will be with you again. And so this is a love song. Look at this. And so we're told this is the golden age, and gold is the reason for the wars we wage. Though I want to be with you night and day. Nothing changes on New Year's Day. On New Year's Day. So there you go. I know it's simple. Hmm. I still think it's, if you listen, I mean, you guys hear it in your head. I know you don't listen to it.
I don't like the song. I don't like U2.
You don't like U2.
I don't like U2's.
The song, you know, U2's. That song sticks with me, but I was like, gosh, there's
reminds
not a lot
of...
Reminds
me of old MTV, though.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Yeah, I like me some Bono sometimes. I'm not, it's not like something I go to, The Edge and all that kind of stuff, but they've got an interesting history. They're kind of interesting to listen to. But I wouldn't
seems
say this
like
is one of my...
a depressed...
It is a
looking way of, I think so, looking at a relationship. Like, it's, yeah, I'll be there with you.
Whatever.
And if you New listen Year's, to it...
I was with you last year. I'm going to be with you this year.
That's why I think it's a dark side.
I might as well. Jeez.
So there's so much hope for the new year, right? No. But, yeah, there really
nothing's
isn't a lot
gonna
of...
going to change.
So you're saying I did a good job? No, I'm just kidding. You're like blah. That's how we're here to get in the year. It was that or Michael Jackson. Do you want me to do Michael Jackson? I can do that one real quick. No, I'm just kidding. But I do like me some Michael.
Yeah,
my kids always point out like, but didn't Michael? I don't want to hear it. I don't want to talk about anything. Yeah, I just want to talk about his music. I don't want to talk about anything else.
It's, as an artist, he was phenomenal.
He was Gary. Oh, yeah, that's all I can. That's all I want.
Personal
to
life. He was a mess.
He was a huge question mark there. I know.
Terrible childhood and
I know.
Mess as an adult.
Yeah.
So anyway, well, thank you, Sean, for your middle-aged, I'm calling it Dark Side.
I think so. Mm-hmm. That's why I was like, I think
we ended right, Nate. We did get on it.
There you go.
The last one of the year.
I so wanted you guys to be right.
I was hurting, man. I haven't done well lately. Nate's done all right. Nate's done well, but I've chosen poorly until tonight.
You know, I mean,
I was due.
50%
poorly. I'm like 10% now. Well, shout outs. These are the final shout outs of the year. Whoever wants to.
I'd say Creepies, thank you for another wonderful year. Family, friends, we have so many. We're very, all three of us blessed. Family, friends, each other. Love you guys all. So happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Yeah.
Wish I had a little blow tickler.
Shout out to you guys. It's been a fun ride. All these, 4 years?
Four and a half. Over
years.
Four and a half.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You've tolerated
4 years
long.
And 9 months. Somebody asked me the other day how long we've been doing it. And I
creeping
was like,
on
I
five.
Think. I was like, yeah, 4 years creeping. And 9 months.
I like what he did there.
I like what he did. I heard what he did.
But yeah, shout out to you two. This has been
you
a too. Joy.
Oh, the band? You two? See what he did there? Look at that.
No, you, not the
use,
band.
Use guys. No, yeah. Just kidding.
Sorry. The Creepies, of course.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They make it fun to do this and to keep watching our numbers rise and rise and rise. It's outstanding.
They don't say much during the episode. Have you ever heard them during the episode?
I don't hear them too often.
Kind of quiet.
But no, it's been fun.
Yeah. I'll just say the same thing you two said. So there you go. I'm not going to.
But not the band.
No, not the band. Not the band, you two.
Stop, Sean.
I will just.
You just go ditto.
Ditto, ditto.
Stamp it.
Yeah, I appreciate the creepies listening and engaging in our social media.
Mm-hmm. All the friends that we've made.
Oh, yeah.
Been fantastic.
Yeah, we've met new friends 2025. Mm-hmm. You know, that's right. The people have been on our podcast and we've been on theirs. And yeah, mm-hmm. It's always good to meet new people and count them as friends. So
that's right.
Yeah. So, and I'll give a shout out to Sean for his book. And he gave us each a book tonight, signed.
I charged a triple though, like I told you.
Yeah.
I
was mm-hmm. Yeah.
Put my John Henry in there. No.
No, I appreciate that. But yeah.
No problem.
Yeah.
It's my pleasure.
Shout out to you. And good job finally getting to the book.
Yeah. I know, exactly.
Like, getting it out this year.
Yeah.
Woohoo.
Barely
got it. Got it published too, right? That was the thing is like, I'm going to finish this sucker. And then I didn't really think about publishing it. But here comes, you know, Captain Aaron comes in and saves the show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Saves the day for me anyway. So shout out to Aaron. That's what I should be doing. And Phantom Publishing, I appreciate them too. So
yeah.
They have been extremely supportive to me.
Well, I'm going to throw out talk about your tongue not working there, Nate. I'm going to throw out some numbers. So we've ended the year. Mm. Well, it'll be a little bit more because once it drops tomorrow night by a few hundred. 1,281,142 listens.
Wow.
Nice.
I even clicked a little bit. Yeah, that's amazing.
So not too bad. We appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, 1,281,000.
It's more listens than I thought we'd ever get.
A lot more listens than I thought we'd get. Let me tell you, I did not think we
set the bar at, what, 50? Let's shoot for the moon. It's 100.
You thought 50? Wow, you were really going high.
48 of them were Sean.
Come on, Grandma. Yeah, exactly. Grandma, come on. I need you to listen more. I've already listened 500 times. I don't know how much more I could take.
I remember somebody, when we started, and I looked on... to see what are good numbers for a podcast just starting out for a certain period. And some guy wrote on his article, he was like, if you get 100 listens, he's like, for a month, say, he's like, that's pretty good. And he's like, it doesn't sound like a lot. He goes, but what if you are going to do a speaking engagement and 100 people show up?
Yeah.
You would think that would be good, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
He's like, if you have 100 people listening to your show, it's the same thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I was like, wow. That's an
interesting way to look at it. So if you think about a million people.
Million listens.
Well, true. But a million ears somewhere have had to listen to, you know what I'm saying? Like, I can't even quite fathom
it. A million times.
It's always funny because you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Obviously, not every creepy interacts with us on the social media stuff. But the certain few that do, you know they're still listening because they'll just like. Send you a message on there like fish sticks.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
You're like, oh, you listened to it.
You listened to that, did you?
Yeah.
You poor thing.
That is cool though.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. I had a member of our group and she listens to our podcast, I think. She reached out to me today just checking in on me.
Mm-hmm.
So
that
was nice. Just a random message on Messenger.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's very cool.
Seeing how I was doing and so that's very cool.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody taking their time
out,
to see how you're doing. And so, yeah. So
excellent.
I know. So, yeah, we love our creepies.
Mm-hmm. We do.
We love them. We love them lots.
This is our last time to give them love, right?
That's right.
Show me love.
Or Nate. I almost said Sean. Whoa, Nate, we have a sponsor, don't we? Hey, creepies, do you like all things spooky? Do you love the fall season? Do you wish it could be Halloween all year long? Well, at Greenwood Happy Haunts, it is. Greenwood Happy Haunts is a year-round Halloween and fall store located at 248 Marka Plaza in Greenwood, Indiana. Custom vintage and unique items adorn the whole store. If you're looking for a unique gift for you or someone else, or just want to visit a place that puts a smile on your face, Greenwood Happy Haunts is for you. Mako listeners can get 10% off a single item when you mention this ad. Come to Greenwood Happy Haunts and get your spook on. Happy hauntings. Thank you, Greenwood Happy Haunts, for your sponsorship for the entire year of 2025.
The entire year. Thank you. We love you guys.
Yeah.
Get over there. There's still time.
That's right. Well, they're closed until Saturday, I think they said. But
oh, are they?
Yeah.
For the New Year's. Still go look at it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can look at the storefront. You can peek in.
Ooh.
Yeah.
You can see the Michael Myers... and Michael and
Wolfman.
Wolfie.
Mm-hmm. Wolfie. Yeah, you can kind of see them in the storefront.
I think they posted that they're closed until Saturday. Well, good for them. The New Year.
Take some time. Yeah.
Take some time off. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't, but.
Oh, yeah. I bet you do. Are you working anymore? Do you work tomorrow?
Yeah.
I work tomorrow.
Yep.
You work Friday?
Yep. Guys?
Well, you're on. I told you, you said I go in when I want because the church is closed.
Yeah, you
and I get comp time. Today I went in for 3 hours.
Yeah.
And tomorrow I'll go in for a couple of hours. And each day I'll just work my regular, not regular schedule, but a couple hours each day to get you.
Which is kind of nice, right? Yeah.
I went in at noon, left at 3.
So if it's comp time, do you go in there and do computations?
No.
No?
Okay. 12 times 11.
No, I do not do computations. Yeah, that'll be, it's been nice. So today I had to, I switched insurance companies a month ago. Mm-hmm. And I get a notice or got an email yesterday saying on the 4th of January, $38 will come out of my, automatically come out of my account. I'm like, no, it better not. I don't have the insurance anymore. What is this for? Mm-hmm. So I called and they did not, it was an oversight. They should have had me sign something when I canceled through email with my agent, cancel my policy for my my business insurance, liability. I was supposed to sign something, but he didn't have me sign anything. Mm-hmm. So until I do that, it's going to $38 is going to come out. And I'm like, no. So I had to go in there today and sign. So they never stopped. But yeah, I was like, no. $38 is $38. You don't deserve that.
If something happened, would you cover it? Well, no, you canceled.
Right.
It's like, well, then you don't get my $38.
No. No, but I got up early today and got that done and some other things and then went into work. So, yeah, it's nice. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Then I got home. And my mom said it was 4 o'clock. She goes, are you hungry? Is dinner's ready? I go, 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
I was like, what are we? I'm like, you're 80. I'm not. And you know what? I was like,
bedtime's right around the corner.
You know what? I'll eat. I ate 3 helpings of it. I said, I'll just eat later if I have to.
Yeah.
No, it was funny. But I was like, yeah. So no, I was just snacking. But how'd we get on this from Green Happy Haunts?
I have no idea.
We appreciate Scott and Corey. And I'm glad Corey can take because she's the one that's there every day at the store. So she's the one that mans the store.
She keeps the light on.
Scott works at the university, so he's busy too. So
that's right.
I'm glad they, And I hope 2026 is excellent for them.
Yes, absolutely.
For sure.
Yeah.
For everyone.
Yeah. So, yeah, for everybody. That's true. Mm-hmm. That's true, Nate. Well, thank you again, Greenwood Happy Haunts, for your sponsorship. We're going to move on to second announcements. Sean, do you have those?
I do. You can follow us on our social media accounts, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and X. Email us at makopodcast@gmail.com. That's two A's. Make sure you hit that subscribe button, give us a 5-star rating, and leave a review if the app allows. Whether you are a business or individual and you want to be a show sponsor, email or message us on Facebook or Instagram. And we sell all kinds of awesome merch, so go get you some.
There you go. Speaking of merch, my mom today wore her Middle Asian Creeped Out sweatshirt.
Nice.
Her hoodie. Nice. She goes, yours doesn't do it, though, does it? She's like, mine's really tight on my neck. She goes, I'm going to have to, cut it to loosen it up. I'm like, no, mine's, it doesn't bother me.
Yeah.
I don't know, but she was complaining. I said, well, geez, Pete.
First dinner at 4.
No, but it is neat. She had her Mako hoodie on.
Oh,
so.
That's cute.
Yep. So go get you some, yeah.
Yeah, when you were reading that, you said it correctly, but in my brain, I heard Tic Tac.
I was gonna say you didn't say TikTok. Somebody there was a comedian on TikTok, and he would do a character. He would do these little skits, and he would call it Tic Tac. He on purpose. He'd go getting on the Tic Tac. Oh my god, boy!
Oh yeah,
very good, very good. Good job, Sean. Good job out of you.
There you go.
You've been nailing it the last...
I have been. I've been working hard.
For the end of the year.
Try not to follow those thoughts that take me down the
ending strong for the year.
He is. Like he's that? Ending strong.
Except for the YouTube song.
A little questionable. That's all right. So, Nate.
Yes.
How do you wrap this up for the last one of the year?
Well, there's a hill.
Yeah.
There's a view.
Yeah.
And that's a wrap.
Oh, okay.
Go jump off of it.
I was waiting for you to say, and there's a manor. And as a matter of fact, we're going to...
Mind your manor.
Mind your manor.
Mind your manners.
Okay, I will. That was a good one, Nate. Thank you, Nate. We appreciate that. And we want to thank you, Creepies, for listening to our episode 248 and our discussion on Hillview Manor. So until next time, Nate is your tech engineer. We are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged...
And creeped out.
Keep it creepy.